There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
What's going on, everyone? It's me, Joe. I hope you're having an above average day, because y'all already know you deserve it. Before we get into today's episode, I wanted to let you know I have a special gift for everyone listening. It's totally free. All you got to do is click in the show notes, and I have created a free language learning starter kit. So this contains a giant document of all of my favorite resources and why I like them. I tell you about my language journey. I give you exclusive discounts when you sign up, because you'll be getting my newsletter as well. So all you got to do is click in the show notes and fill in your email address, and you get all the goodies straight to your inbox. I figured since we were going to be talking about language learning, I could also give you some resources, because I want you all to win and have a multilingual life. And I was so excited about today's episode because my special guest showed tons of interest. Without further ado, he's back by popular demand, my nephew Donovan.
Cue the intro, sis.
You know she's not your average Joe, not your average Joe. She's not your average Joe.
Okay, how do you think it looks?
It looks great.
Look into this camera and then...
Like this?
Mm-hmm. Ready?
Why is that camera there?
This is to get different angles. Can you give me a clap?
Clap.
Yeah. Perfect. Audio is synced. Welcome back to Not Your Average Joe, the podcast that'll make anyone a little less average. I'm your host, Joe Franco, and I am joined today by a recurring guest here on the show, my 11-year-old nephew, Donovan.
Hello. Nice to see you guys again. On Christmas Day, I have listened to the first episode that I was here, and I felt a big rush of nostalgia, and I really wanted to be back on this show, so here I am, with my little buddy, Duo,
so
from Duolingo.
Fill us in, yeah, what has happened since our first episode and second episode? What has inspired you to be on the show today?
What has inspired me to be on the show today is I've always wanted to be on, like, media. Like YouTube, Spotify, anything.
And why?
I just wanted a head start of, since I'm starting to make music, then I want to be prepared for people to hear my voice. Yeah, this is my preparation.
So we're just preparing you for success. Make sure you don't use your toes on the microphone cord. That's tip number one.
Okay.
Tip number two, I asked you to prepare for today's episode because we are busy people, lots of things to do, places to be. And I first asked you, do you have a theme in mind? And you did have a theme in mind, inspired by your new buddy Duo.
The plushie I got for Christmas inspired me to do a language learning episode.
Before we get into the whole interview, let's give some backstory about Duolingo and, like, this love affair that you're now having with a stuffed animal owl that was a gift from Christmas. What is the backstory?
You introduced me to Duolingo.
Well, I didn't really introduce you. I was doing Duolingo in my car, and you asked me,
like, can I do that?
And then I said yes, and then that was, what, 87 days ago?
About.
And we know specifically because he has been on an 87-day streak.
On Japanese language learning. The second episode, I taught you guys some words in Japanese. Lawyer, teacher, rice, water. And I don't feel like going through the new words that I got taught because I want to save my breath for the questions.
Okay. He's a smart guy. He's conserving his vocal energy and strength. Let me just make sure that the camera's rolling and everything is good. Okay, I'm going to bring it in closer because your face is so cute and small. Okay, all right.
Small?
You have a cute 11-year-old face.
You know who has a cuter face?
Who? Duo. I know. Now Duo is beating me in the cute-a-thon here in this household. Just kidding. Yeah. Donnie, you're the cutest one.
You sure?
First it's you, then it's Duo.
And then it's George and Sebastian.
And then it's George and Sebastian. Then it's like everybody else.
Then they're like the parents. Oh, you have a cute face, Mom.
Your mom does have a cute face, and we look like twins. And so by
I was telling her when she was walking in the hallway, I'm like, oh, I thought you were my mom for a sec.
And then I said, I'm your bonus mom.
Yeah, that's actually true.
Yep. Okay, well, I guess it's your turn to take over this podcast now since you have a notebook. By the way, this morning, Donnie even journaled with me. He did his morning pages, and then he wrote all the questions that you are about to hear on today's episode.
There are 7 questions on today's episode, so you guys got to be listening. You're going to get really good answers.
I have no idea what these questions are, so hit me.
First question, how long have you known Duo?
How long have I known Duo? So I've actually known about Duolingo for years and years and years. And here is the controversy. In the olden days, like right in the beginning of Duolingo, the sentences that they would teach you would be very useless. Like, the apple is green. And it's like, cool, when is that going to help me? So I wasn't a big fan of Duolingo until I started learning Dutch this year. And that's when I was like, you know what, let me just try it for grammar. And then I got hooked, and that was 130 something days ago. And what I noticed is that Duolingo got so much better, and this is why I was doing it in the car, and now that's why you're doing it, and your mom is doing it, everybody's doing it now, because I got a family plan, and I don't regret a thing.
Yes, so basically, it got better due to the sentences changing and the design changing. The first design was like, honestly, it looked stupid.
What, the first design the of first the design app?
When Duo first came out, his design sucked.
Well, listen, most things suck before they get better. Just like when you start learning a language, you suck. But really, if we reframe that, it doesn't mean that you suck. It just means that it's draft number one. Then you're going to do draft number two, draft number three, and then eventually, by draft 25...
You're not going to suck.
You're not going to suck. You're going to be good. So the goal is reframing suck to, like, just draft one. Great.
Suck! Okay, question number two. Have you ever lost your streak before?
Wow, I didn't know this was going to be a Duolingo questionnaire. You should work for Duolingo.
I should.
Yes, I have lost my streak. Thank God I had streak freezes. The day was saved.
How many days?
I did like 4 days of not learning it. And you know that there's a thing called the forgetting curve?
Forgetting curve?
The forgetting curve is this, basically this like theory of when you have new information in your brain, you need to practice it every single day because it's so new in your brain. Let's say you start learning Japanese and you learn it every day for a week and then you stop learning for another week, you'll most likely forget everything you learned. But if you're learning for a week and you just stop for 1 or 2 days, you won't forget everything. But let's say you're learning Japanese for 2 years, every day you've learned Japanese, and you don't practice for a month, you'll still remember it. Did you know that?
Yeah, because it's imprinted inside your mind.
Exactly. So for me, there are certain languages that I don't need to practice, and it's in my brain, and it's not going to leave. I might get a little rusty, but because I've learned them for like 5, 6, 7 years, I won't forget them. Like French.
Dutch.
No, Dutch is Dutch. I'm just as new in Dutch as you are in Japanese.
Okay, this is what brings me straight into my next question. How many languages have you learned on Duolingo so far?
On Duolingo? I'm just
not
practicing.
Not just on Duolingo, but like overall, how many languages have you learned so far?
So I had to learn English. You know that?
Yes, and Portuguese, so that's 2.
No, well, Portuguese, I was born speaking Portuguese. Because we were born in Brazil.
But it was learned, though, wasn't it?
Yeah, but like the same way you learned English, would you consider that something you learned?
Yeah.
Okay, so then I learned Portuguese first in Brazil, and then I learned English.
Okay.
In school, and that was painful. And then I learned French also in school, and I loved it. I loved it. I thought it was so cool that I could, like, understand things that I couldn't understand before. Mm-hmm. And then I learned Italian, and I loved Italian because it's so much fun. È molto divertente di parlarlo.
What?
È divertente.
Adventure?
It's fun. È divertente.
Aww.
Then I learned Spanish, and that was, I was traveling, so I had to learn Spanish in Mexico.
Honestly, like, school doesn't really do French learning, it does Spanish learning, so I'm surprised you didn't learn Spanish in school.
Well, so I had a choice, and I chose French, because French is a lot more different than Portuguese, and I didn't want to learn Spanish.
Because Spanish is, like, very...
similar.
Yeah.
So if I, you know, when you speak Portuguese, odds are you can understand Spanish. That doesn't mean you could speak it.
But you can understand it.
And I wanted to speak something totally different. So I learned French. And then, okay, then continuing on my education, after I learned Spanish, then I basically stopped learning languages for 5 years. And it was kind of sad because I wanted to keep learning. It's like a lifestyle habit. It's something that I consider a part of my identity. But I only started learning again when I went to Greece, fell in love with Greece, started learning Greek.
Ooh, and then you met Greek man.
Panos. And then I met, well, yes, yes, yes.
Remember when we talked about Panos in the first episode?
Oh my God. My nephew cannot be trusted with critical information. Yes.
Hey, I don't tell them your other one.
My current situation.
Yes, I will not tell them because it is critical information. So like now that you guys broke up, I can tell them all they want because they you guys have no relationship anymore.
It's true. Yeah, yeah. I wish him all the best.
We all wish him the best,
so,
don't we?
Then I met Greek man, but I had been studying Greek for 2 years before he came into the scene.
Really?
Yeah. So anyways, I loved learning Greek because it was a different alphabet. So fun.
How many letters are in the Greek alphabet?
I don't know. We should Google that.
That is a good thing to Google. Ask Duo. He knows.
Duo will know. And then I started learning Egyptian Arabic because of Omnia, my good friend. Do you remember Omnia?
No.
You don't remember Omnia?
I don't remember Omnia.
She looks just like me. She kind of looks like she's related to us. She's Egyptian.
No.
Okay, well, my best friend Omni is Egyptian. You've met her. She's known you since you were born.
Really?
Yeah, because we've been friends for like 13 years. We've been friends for longer than you've been on this earth, kid. So anyways, you have a Chia who's Egyptian. Then I started... Oh, and then I started learning Flemish.
What? Flemish?
Which is Dutch spoken in Belgium.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's Flemish sounds a little weird.
I know,
Flemish.
Because of phlegm.
It's ugh.
But in Flemish, it's Vlaams. I don't know if it's any better.
I don't know. Yeah. It's not any better in any way possible.
But you know, in Portuguese, it's Flamengo.
Flamengo?
Mm-hmm. That's how you say Flemish in Portuguese.
I don't think it's any better.
Like flamingos?
Or the dance style?
Like the dance style, flamenco.
I don't think it's any better.
Anyways, so that's my language history. And then, oh, yeah, there was a brief stint where I was learning German.
German?
I was learning German ein bisschen. But see, now I'm confused because ein bisschen in German is a little. And in Dutch, it's ein beetje. Do you see they're similar?
Yeah.
And this is the craziest part when you learn languages. You can learn languages that are like keys to a certain group of languages. For instance, if you learn a Latin language, like Portuguese, every other Latin language is going to be easier. So French is going to be easier. Italian is going to be easier. Spanish is going to be easier. Because they come from the same family of language. If I learn a Germanic language, like Dutch or German, or even like Scandinavian languages, they're all kind of similar. If you learn Russian, Serbian, Croatian, they're very similar. So you can understand a lot of the same stuff.
So if I start learning Portuguese, every other Latin languages... So if I start learning one language, every other part of that family will be easier to understand?
Correct.
So Dutch and the other one?
So Spanish, German.
German and Dutch are in the same family?
They're similar, yeah. So the grammar is similar, the words are a little bit, you know, alike, and it's similar. It's enough similarity to make it faster for you. So in my lifetime, I want to learn a language in, like, all major linguistic families. So I want to learn a Slavic language. Those are languages, like I said, Croatian, Slavic? Serbian, yeah, Russian. Those are Slavic languages. I want to learn one because then I can learn many others. I want to learn a Germanic language. I speak English. English is a Germanic language.
So your goal is basically to be a hyper polyglot.
Yes, you got it, kid. You think I could do it?
Of course you can. You've learned a lot of languages.
Uh-huh.
If you can learn that many languages, you can be a hyper polyglot.
You tell him, nephew. Do you think you want to be? Do you want to be a hyper polyglot?
No, I'm just learning Japanese because I'm going there pretty soon.
When?
I have no idea. As soon as I get my passport, I could stay there for longer than a month, and then I could just be in Japan because I wanted to be in Japan for a long time now, specifically Tokyo. It's probably the most famous city in Japan.
Mm-hmm.
Is Tokyo. So I want to go there.
I liked Osaka
like
more.
Bad.
Dramatic pause. Has the time of his life. Okay, so anyways, let's get to the next question. How about that?
All right. When have you started Duolingo?
Boy, do you have any questions on your list not related to Duolingo? They ain't paying you. This thing's sponsored.
What is your favorite language?
Okay, thank you. Favorite language, toss up between Greek and Italian. Greek is so much fun and it's so...
If you had to pick one,
I think
what
Greek,
was your favorites?
Greek is my new favorite.
Greek?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Do you want to know why?
Why?
Because all of the coolest, smartest words come from Greek.
Purple?
No. That's not a smart word. Give me a smart word.
I mean, for someone, like, if I, let's say I was colorblind, right?
Okay, yeah, okay, okay. I see your logic. What else? What else you got for me?
Have you gone to any places whose languages you're learning?
Yeah, when I go to Belgium. Every time I go to Belgium, I do not speak Dutch, aka Flemish. I don't speak that language.
I can't get over Flemish.
I know. I'm sorry. You're going to have to get over it. But so little people even know where Flanders is. Flanders is
Flanders?
The region.
Yeah, that sounds like the guy from The Simpsons. Flanders. It's true. It's true. For all y'all who watch The Simpsons, you'll understand how funny it is for a language to be, for like a guy in a funny adult animation show to be named after a language.
Flemish?
Flemish. No, not Flemish.
Well, Flanders is the region. It's the name
region,
of the place.
Region, not...
Okay, so then we gotta make a character named Flanders.
I just screwed up.
It's okay.
Very badly.
You're good. Okay, so anyways, yes, I go there and I don't speak the language and I look lost and silly and then I just smile. And that's basically how you eventually learn a language.
Okay, all the other questions are at Duolingo. Is that okay?
What other Duolingo questions do you have?
When have you started Duolingo?
I started it this year, 130-something days ago.
All right, that was the easy question. Why did you start Duolingo? Like, what inspired you to learn a language?
Well,
that's
actually
a separate question. I'll ask you that one later. Why did you start Duolingo?
I started it because I wanted something quick and, like, easy to teach me Dutch words and grammar. Now, here's what's confusing. So, I'm learning Flemish. Have you ever heard of the Netherlands?
Yeah.
Okay, so the Netherlands, that's a country. They speak Dutch. The Dutch that they speak in the Netherlands has a different accent than the Dutch that they speak in Flanders. The Dutch on Duolingo is from the Netherlands. So I'm learning the Dutch accent from the Netherlands, even though I'm supposed to be learning the Dutch from Flanders, aka Flemish.
Oh,
so now,
no. When
I learn on Duolingo, it's like, beetje boterham, like, and that is not, that is not how
boterham.
They speak, which means sandwich.
It's in the name ham.
Boterham.
Boterham.
It actually means butter ham.
Get
it? Butterham.
Butterham. Butterham. Does it matter? It's the same thing.
It's a butter and a ham.
Butterham.
Dutch is very on the nose.
What's next? Cheese pickle.
What's a cheese pickle? That's
cheese
a new
pickle
kind of sandwich.
Sandwich.
Do you want a cheese and pickle sandwich?
Yeah, sure. Cheese pickle sandwich.
Oh my God. Okay, next question.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
And if you're still here, you get another gift. I know, right? It's crazy, so many gifts today. So as an entrepreneur, I always build things for myself and for my audience. And my last build, my last like baby, so to speak, the last thing I put into the world is a venture called Joe Club Fluence, which is like the spinoff of regular Joe Club. Joe Club Fluent meets twice a month with live journaling calls where we practice our languages while journaling. And it's really cool. I mean, it's been super helpful to me speaking Dutch even as a beginner. So if you want to join Joe Club or try it out for 2 weeks completely free and 30 days money back guarantee, you can use code NOTYOURAVERAGEJOE on joeclub.world/join.
What inspired you to be a polyglot?
I think languages are cool as hell. Don't you?
Yeah.
How do you feel since learning Japanese?
Learning an entirely different language will, like, it's like gravitating towards me because, like, oh, I want to speak this, but what if this man can't speak my language? I'm going to speak their language to them. Like, you know what I mean?
Of course.
So, like, I can talk to anybody and make new friends from different places like you've been doing.
Is that something you want to do?
Yeah.
Why?
As soon as I get my passport.
I think we're going to go to the post office today and get the passport form. We're going to do that. I'm, like, so tired of having this conversation and not doing something, taking action on it.
Yeah.
This is when I'm going to go grab your birth certificate, pretend I'm your mama. Just kidding, that's probably illegal. But I'll talk to your mother. And we'll see what we can do.
I was going to say, like, you, it won't make a difference. You two look exactly like each other.
Exactly.
Like,
it's
what
true.
The.
What the.
They won't even know.
They would never know.
What the difference is. Oh, I'm definitely not his aunt.
Yeah, like I start the sentence with that.
Okay.
Hey, so listen, I'm definitely not his aunt. I am his mother. And I'm here to get him a passport so we, like, can go to Tokyo.
Okay.
Wait, so let me ask you a question.
Huh?
What about Portuguese?
Portuguese? I'm a little worried about going to Brazil because I've heard that it was very dangerous over there. I don't want to catch a disease from another, like, a country. COVID-19 was 10 times worse over there than here.
It's
so I'm
true.
Worried it's still around.
It's still around here, though.
I don't want to get COVID-19 a third time. Like, I don't want to do that.
Are there any other reasons?
No. It's just I'm scared that I'm just going to get sick, get hurt, like.
But you could get sick or get hurt anywhere.
Yeah, but, like, over there, if COVID-19 was 10 times worse over there than over here, who knows? Like,
well,
it might be 10 times worse for me.
Listen, there's risk everywhere.
No, all right.
And you can't let your fears stop you from living.
Oh, all right. I'm going to go there soon. As soon as I finish learning Japanese, I'm going to start learning Portuguese and go to Brazil.
Okay, so now let me ask you. By the time you're 15, how many languages do you want to speak?
Three at minimum.
Three minimum. So Portuguese, Japanese, English.
And
what else?
Not including English. Honestly, I'd like to learn French.
Woo! Okay, we can do that. On peut le faire.
I was gonna say I know a little bit. I just have no idea how to say it. Like, on peut.
Bonjour.
Bonjour. Quoi?
No, let's do this. I'll do a mini French lesson. Follow my lead here. Bonjour.
Bonjour.
Je m'appelle.
Donnie.
Ça va?
Hello, my name is Donnie.
Ça va?
What's your name?
No. Ça va?
Ça va?
All is good?
All is good. Like, what
are like, you, tout bien.
Are you good?
Yeah.
Like, what's good?
What's good? And then you would respond, ça va?
Ça va.
Bonjour.
Bonjour.
And then I'm going to ask you what your name is, okay? We're going to have a conversation now. Bonjour. Comment tu t'appelles?
Je m'appelle
Donnie.
Ça va? What's good?
Oui, ça va. Et toi? And you?
Ça va?
Ça va.
Ça va.
Parfait.
Parfait.
Perfect. C'est un plaisir.
Simplicité.
C'est
un
plaisir.
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 C'est un plaisir.
C'est un plaisir.
It's a pleasure. Okay, another language, tiny lesson.
Not Belgian.
Flemish.
Dutch. Flemish.
Hallo.
Hallo. Hello.
Alles who? Alles who?
Alles.
Alles who? Alles who?
Alles who? It's exactly like English. I don't know how I'm not gonna learn that. Like,
that's what I'm saying.
You saw me looking at the camera like.
That's why it's the same family of language.
Dutch is in the English family?
Germanic.
Germanic.
English is Germanic. Dutch is Germanic. And German is Germanic. Correct. I know. That's why it's very similar.
I thought English was just like the one thing.
No. It's a part of a family of languages. Here's the thing. I want to make sure that you know this. The world runs on this English kind of culture where if two people speak two different languages, let's say you speak French and I speak Italian, but we're both pilots. Did you know we legally have to speak to each other in English if we're like giving messages in the airwaves? Yeah.
So if I'm Dutch and you're Italian or Brazilian in this case, we'd have to know how to say things in English to talk to each other.
Correct. If we were pilots and we were speaking over the intercom system that pilots use that I don't know the name of. So it's this international converter. Now the problem is when you grow up in a place like the US or England or any other place where English is the language, people get lazy and they don't want to learn another language because they don't have to. But now imagine you were born in Japan and you want to work in the US kind of market or even be a pilot. You would need to speak English to do business. So anybody who's born outside of a country or a place where English is the primary language has to learn English. But if you're born in a place where English is spoken, you're not forced to learn another language. Do you see the issue?
That is ridiculous.
Well, the issue is that people in the US, they usually don't learn another language because they don't have to. People in the UK, same thing there. They usually don't, because you don't need to. There's no urgency. There's no need. Because most of the people abroad have to learn English. But it's unfair. Do you understand?
That is so much to take in. I can't even understand.
What I'm saying is, if you are a kid who's growing up in the US and you're making an effort to learn a different language, that is such a good thing. Because many people won't make the effort.
That is ridiculous. Honestly, just like you need to speak English to talk to each other. What the heck? Like, why can't they speak their own language?
Well, then that means that everybody's going to have to speak their language.
I am regretting what I just said right now.
Okay, I have my last question. Is there anything that you've been surprised by since starting your language learning journey?
I'm surprised how quick I got Duolingo Super.
You mean how I added you to my family?
Yes. And I'm also surprised on how quick and easy it is to learn Duolingo.
Anything else not related to Duolingo?
But, yeah, when I started language learning, I was very surprised how complex but still easy, the characters were. Ever since I learned the beginning of my Japanese career, I was like, what are the characters going to be like? How am I going to write them? Are they going to be hard to write? Some are, some aren't. It's mostly some aren't hard to learn. If you, like, do it repetitively, like, what's this? That? What's this? That? It's really easy to understand. So I was surprised on how quick and easy it was learning the characters.
I like that. And you've touched on something very important. Repetition is key. Consistency is your friend.
And that consistency. Is
all for today, folks.
Consistency. That is all for today. That is all for today. That is all for today.
Thank you so much for listening. Don't forget.
Repetitively,
continuously. And thank you for being a guest continuously, repetitively.
Yes, I am repetitively awesome.
And that's all for today.
That was barely English.
I know. I'm like, I need to drink some water because I feel like my English is running out for the day.
I do want to help you with that.
He's so happy with this toy.
I have never been happier for a Christmas present, honestly.
You know what? The best part about this toy. So we were in my car on the 23rd. Donnie was singing in the choir and I was driving him home. And
I was talking about this baby boy.
He was like, Gia, did you know that there was a shop on Duolingo and there's a cute Duo plushie? And I was like, no, I have no idea. Meanwhile, you had no idea that two weeks prior, I had ordered the same said Duo plushie and it was sitting in my office waiting for you to be wrapped for Christmas.
Buy it now.
Oh my God, this kid is needs a sponsorship.
I am sponsorship.
I'm gonna send this to Duolingo.
Yes, please send this to Duolingo.
Let's see what they think. Any last thoughts?
Repetition is key. Word of the day, repetition.
Word of the day is repetition. Thank you so much for listening. We hope you have an above average week because you deserve it. Besos, bachi.
Besos, bachi.
Snort.
Oh, that could be a great... That's another word of the day, repetitively, and snart. That is a great new word. Put that in the dictionary of Duolingo and buy this now.
Stop telling people to buy stuff. People need to, this was sponsorship. These kids are getting raised to be sponsored.
Yes.
QVC commercials. Okay, yeah. Goodbye. Good night.
Goodbye.
Great day.
Oh my God.
You did great. That is it for today. Thank you so much for listening, and thank you to my beautiful nephew, Donovan. I'm so excited to see how he develops as a little young man. Being an aunt is the best job in the world, and I am happy to be able to document these moments with him to remind him of these conversations. Don't forget to click in the show notes or the description box to redeem your free goodies, your language learning starter kit, and your free 2 weeks of Joe Club Fluent or Joe Club using Not Your Average Joe at checkout when you visit www.joeclub.world. I mean, if you have anything, you already know, slide up in my DMs at @jo_franco, or you can visit the show's Instagram account at Not Your Average Joe Pod for bonus clips. This is also on Spotify, Apple, and YouTube. So wherever you listened or watched, you can also always catch us on the go or visually on YouTube. And that's it. I hope you have an above average week because you deserve it. And I'll see you soon.
Hey, yo, come listen to my girl, man. What you doing? Shit.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.